plug in there, folks. A few weeks ago, I watched an interesting video by a YouTuber called The Distributist, and he was exploring Gothic horror and Lovecraft. And the point that he was making in this video was that without the supernatural, the horror genre is actually pretty much irrelevant. You can't have horror unless you have supernatural explanations and an objective good and evil and religious side to it. And I thought this over quite a bit, and I agreed with him, except when I thought back over the last 20 years or so, I noticed that horror movies were still being made, but in this age of godless hyper-materialism, there was a difference. There was no supernatural element to them at all. And this reminded me of two horror movies from the early 70s, which came out within 1 year of each other, The Exorcist and Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Both of these films were controversial and I think banned at some point. Both are loved or hated by large swathes of moviegoers, but they do have two radically different views of humanity, and because they came out so close together, we can think of them as being two mountains from which two different philosophical rivers have flown. The Exorcist, despite how unpleasant it is, actually belongs with more traditional forms of Gothic horror. Here, both good and evil not only exist, but manifest themselves in the real world and do battle. In The Exorcist, the young girl is possessed by a demonic force, and an elderly Catholic priest arrives to try and drive the evil out. Now, I think the director, William Friedkin, I think he got a bit carried away with some of the sexual perversion in the film, but the point here is that The Exorcist engages with ideas which are outside of the material plane, and when we bring the religious aspect into it, inform the morality of how people live their lives. Not only does evil exist, but so too does a metaphysical good to combat it. My grandmother was a devout Catholic, and she thought that The Exorcist, just a videotape, should never be allowed inside the house. She thought the movie itself was something demonic. It's surprising to think of it today, but throughout most of European history, our ancestors had their lives informed by metaphysical concepts, by the supernatural. What lay purely within the realm of European thought and spirit, manifested in the real world through art and music. Culture was an expression of what lay within us. But if that holds true for Mozart and Rembrandt or Canterbury Cathedral, then it also holds true for werewolves, vampires, ghosts and witches. What lay within the European mind would be expressed through folk tales or art. Throughout the 1980s, horror movies dealing in metaphysical themes of shifting realities and supernatural forces actually held pretty strong, despite who runs Hollywood. Hellraiser, Freddy Krueger, Poltergeist, even Vampire survived into the 1990s. And usually evil is vanquished when the protagonist, which is usually a virginal girl, overcomes a personal failing and then finds whatever plot device is needed to usher in true goodness and to chase out evil. And she'll end up having some sort of catharsis. Texas Chainsaw Massacre is in many ways the polar opposite of The Exorcist, which came out just 1 year before it. The Exorcist features traditional Catholicism warring with evil in liberal cosmopolitan America. Texas Chainsaw Massacre places urban liberals in long-forgotten rural Texas. But more importantly for this video, there is no supernatural or religious element to Texas Chainsaw Massacre at all. There's just man, no good or evil, no priest coming to save you, and no great metaphysical battle being waged. All you have is sadism, gore, pain, and nihilism, and it's shot in a documentary style. Texas Chainsaw Massacre is trying to be as realistic as possible. It even opens with newsreels and reports of mass murders, and the story was loosely based on actual massacres that happened in America. There's no spiritual catharsis in Texas Chainsaw Massacre. If you avoid the hammer and manage to run, you can survive, though all you have is Richard Dawkins and a barren earth to wander around on for a while longer. Texas Chainsaw Massacre does not scare people because it represents something within our psyche. It scares people because they don't want to end up on the meat hook, riddling around in agony. But for a long time, Texas Chainsaw Massacre remained a sort of lonely oddity within the world of movies. As I noted above, the years following the early 70s were mainly dominated by supernatural horrors. This is strange because over those decades, Western society was growing ever more secular, ever more materialistic. The idea of a man in a scary mask coming to get you in your dreams, or ghosts coming out of your television screen, had had its day. Sooner or later, the hammer was going to drop, and horror would have to get with the times. And indeed it did. Silence of the Lambs marks the arrival of the rational man into the horror genre. Even to describe it as horror is up for debate. Through Hannibal Lecter, science, psychology, and rationalism would not only remove the supernatural from the equation, but also explain why metaphysical concepts were redundant. Now, in modernity, everything could be explained. Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre might well saw your legs off, but that could be explained by him having an overbearing mother, or the fact that he just didn't fit in. Horror and the demonic was now nothing more than an abused child, a traumatized transsexual. Rationality, science, and the modern world could explain it all. But the problem with that, and with materialism and individualism as a whole, is that without any transcendence or collective visions of the supernatural manifesting themselves in modernity, the only way left to scare an audience was to appeal to them as individuals, and as meat about to be butchered. The horror of Texas Chainsaw Massacre was back. And in the 2000s, we were bombarded with a new and, to be honest, very Jewish genre called torture porn. Audiences were now to be titillated by snuff movies showing other individuals humiliated and tortured and butchered. The scare was that this could be you too. But there is no evil here, just as there is no good. They're simply man's cruelty to man. Just raw sadism for no real purpose. Even if we do know the reasoning of the psychopaths. And in fact, Texas Chainsaw Massacre got a prequel where we saw Leatherface as a young boy being forced into cannibalism. Once again, all mystery and metaphysics have been blotted out. What remains is unfettered nihilism. And this is what the rational, scientific mind of the modern cosmopolitan liberal gives us. There is something genuinely terrifying about horror movies without the supernatural element, and it's the sheer emptiness of it all. We are literally staring into the abyss. And in that regard, it actually does perfectly reflect the state of the modern world. Either that, or the spirit of evil does exist, and this is the world it is creating. After all, wasn't the greatest trick the devil ever pulled to convince the world he didn't exist? I'll catch you later, folks. See you later.